From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz has resigned. The announcement came following 2 days of intense negotiations with the bank's executive board. Under the terms of the resignation, Wolfowitz will leave office at the end of June, though he's expected to remove himself immediately from day-to-day bank business. Joining us now is NPR's Tom Gelton, who's been following the story since the very beginning. Tom, you told us earlier the negotiations mostly involved the language of this announcement, how Mr. Wolfowitz's resignation would be explained. Tell us how this was handled.
Michelle, the short answer is that Mr. Wolfowitz prevailed. He wanted the communique from the World Bank Board of Directors essentially to exonerate him of any wrongdoing in connection with that controversial pay raise he arranged for his female companion at the bank. This was difficult for the board because its own investigating committee just 3 days ago released that report that was so critical of Wolfowitz's conduct in that regard. But this board of directors communique really skips over that business. It says, quote, "A number of mistakes were made by a number of individuals in handling the matter under consideration. As for Mr. Wolfowitz himself, it says he assured us that he acted ethically and in good faith in what he believed were the best interests of the institution, and we accept that." In addition to that, Michelle, Mr. Wolfowitz wanted to include a statement of his own in this communique detailing his achievements at the bank as he saw them, and he got that as well. In fact, Michelle, that statement runs about 4 pages, single-spaced. So this was all resolved pretty much the way that Wolfowitz insisted. I'm actually told by a World Bank source that it was the British government leaning on its European partners, basically insisting that the board communique be one that allowed Wolfowitz to leave with his head held high.
Well, speaking of the British government, the president today held a press conference with British Prime Minister Tony Blair, and in that Rose Garden event, the president made it sound like Mr. Wolfowitz was ready to leave. Let's take a quick listen to what he said.
I regret that it's come to this. I admire Paul Wolfowitz. I admire his heart, and I particularly admired his focus on helping the poor.
That was President Bush speaking before this resignation was announced. Any word, Tom, from the White House since then on the resignation or the selection of a successor?
Yes, White House spokesman Tony Fratto put out a statement repeating that same praise of Wolfowitz, saying he's a good man, passionate about the plight of poor people in the world. It says, "We would have preferred that he could have stayed at the bank, but President Bush reluctantly accepts his decision." And then it goes on to say that the administration still considers the World Bank an important institution and that the president will have a new candidate to announce soon. One last point, Michelle. The United States here, with that last statement, is clearly figuring it has the prerogative still to name the next World Bank president. It's had that prerogative ever since the bank was founded 60 years ago, but there's been talk lately that it's time to open up the selection process, make it more democratic. It appears the United States is not quite ready for that.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was NPR's Tom Gelton. Now, what's next for the World Bank? We talked to an expert about the challenges for the institution. You can find that at our website, npr.org.